It's time for the Apple Watchcast, our first impressions of the new Series 6 watches. The solo loop sizing issues continue, and changing all activity goals is now possible. This and much, much more, it's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as a dollar a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/applewatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 348, recorded Wednesday, September 30th, 2020, the Seriously 6 show.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch. Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Also joining us is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Happy International Podcast Day.
Is it really?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. That's mm-hmm. why we delayed a day. Okay.
That's thank you. Don't blame me.
No, I'm not.
But thank you.
I did not know that. Happy International mm-hmm. Podcast Day. Well, there you go.
I didn't either. I listened to a podcast today, and then I usually go on their Facebook page just to see some of the comments. And I was like, oh, they had it on their Facebook page. So that's how I knew.
Oh, nice. I need to mark this in my calendar, I guess.
Yeah.
I did not know it was there was such a thing.
Neither did I.
Well, fantastic. Great. Good to be a part of that. This is our first, I'll call it our Series 6 show. And by that, I mean, we all have Series 6 watches now. Same watch,
seriously.
Different cases. What was that?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this is I think it's the only time we've ever had the latest one all at the same time, right? Or at least for a while.
Yeah, I'd say for a while.
Yeah, yeah. We've always kind of been on different schedules and different things. But so I think that is what we all like this week. So we'll I think we'll all be talking about the same thing. And we'll get to our review of the Series 6, or at least our first impressions. And because there is some other little bits of news to talk about this week. So there isn't a whole lot else going on. But before we dive into the watch, let's get into some of these other quick news bits. And the first one here, this is from 9 to 5 Mac. It's a PSA that's a couple of weeks too late for me specifically, and maybe you, Chris, as well. But it says, if you have an Apple Watch sport band, there's a better approach to solo loop sizing. And so basically, who was this? Ben Lovejoy. Put this out, mm-hmm. and there's photographs here of the sizing guide that Apple has you print out, and they've put on top of it the regular sport bands in both sizes, mm-hmm. the smaller and the large one, for both the 38 and 40 millimeter and the 42 and 44 millimeter, and lined them up to where they correspond with the number for the new solo loop. The point being, whatever pinhole you normally use for a sport loop will correspond to the size you need for the actual solo loop band.
And it does, by the way.
I couldn't figure it out. It didn't look like it did to me for mine.
Yeah, mine does.
Mine does not. If I look at the 44, I'm in the third hole, the pin, which would be a 5. And six was too big. I went two sizes down. Does that mean this one's going to be too tight? The 4?
Might be. Yeah, I ordered it. I ordered a 10, and it looks like I should have got an 8.
Yeah.
And by the way, I put mine all together. I curled this to make the 10, and then I put it up against my watch band off my wrist, and put them next to each other, and it looked like it was okay, but still too big.
Yeah. So this chart that they've put out, and the one that Apple's done. So if you look at this, or you look at what, if you cut it out, size it, everybody knows, I talked about this on the show, how mine didn't work, even though I sized it exactly the way Apple says. I printed it out. I double checked to make sure it was printed at 100%, trimmed out the sizing thing, put it around my wrist, and that is the number that I got. And it was literally two sizes too big. That coupled with the fact that I've heard that it stretches out over time,
sure,
made me want to go two sizes smaller, not one, just to make sure. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that happens whenever I get the replacement, and we'll talk about that whole process here in a little bit, because that's on my what I don't like this week list. Mm-hmm. I'll get into my rant later, but I'll put a link in the show notes to this to help people out here. I mean, overall, the entire process of doing this is just, you know, Gruber, this is, let's see, some of this stuff came from John Gruber. He said that Apple didn't do this type of mapping, like comparing it to other bands for sizing, because they thought it would be too complex to explain. Well, it turns out their method was too simple. And didn't really work for a lot of people.
This picture in the story, mm-hmm. if they had done something like this, would have saved millions of hours of work for their customers and for them.
Well,
I'm guessing.
Maybe. Yeah, it may have. Now, I did a very unscientific Twitter survey. I said, if you ordered a solo band from Apple, did it fit? And mm-hmm. and the responses would be, no, it's too tight, no, it's too loose, or it fit perfect. I only got 11. Mm-hmm. I only got 11 responses, so this isn't really accurate at all. 73% said it fit perfect, and only 27% said it was too loose. 0% said it was too tight. Mm. Now, if you throw in there my response. And Chris, you had two of them that didn't fit, right? Mm-hmm. It starts to even out a little bit. So this is not very accurate. But
I just had one that didn't fit. The second band was actually just a sport band.
Oh,
regular
okay.
sport band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, anyway, the title of our last episode was Sologate, and this is Sologate part two. It continues. What else? Speaking of the solo loop, part of the thing we talked about last week was that in all this confusion, that if you tried to return the band, Apple required the watch to go with it because it was a set. Mm-hmm. They have since stopped doing that. They now allow you to return just the band, which makes perfect sense. But
total sense.
Yeah, but can you imagine being one of those first people trying to return it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous. Just nobody's thinking here. Clearly, it's not common sense. It's following policy to the letter, and nobody's even questioning what's happening. That's the frustrating part there. And then another thing that changed, and I think, Chris, you consider yourself lucky. You ordered the edition. Apple Watch, mm-hmm. right? You have the, mm-hmm. What do you have? The what is it?
Titanium.
In graphite or black? What do they call it?
Just the regular, it just says titanium, which is graphite.
Oh, graphite. Okay.
Yeah. And then the black titanium is obviously black. I had the black titanium on the 5. I just wanted to change it up a little bit.
Right. But that is the only watch that Apple sells as considered edition. The other one is the Hermes. That's its own category. And then the stainless steel and the aluminum ones are all just Apple Watch, mm-hmm. even though I would argue that the stainless steel costs as much as the titanium.
Probably.
Depending on the band you get, it's about the same. But they mm-hmm. don't consider it edition. In any case, they included the charger. Right? The 5-watt power adapter, and not the charger thing, sorry, the adapter that goes into the wall was included in your box. They have stopped doing that.
Hmm.
Changed that now. It only took about a week. And no mm-hmm. more for both the Edition and the Hermes. no Apple Watches now come with the adapter. So that was
mine actually actually had the second band, and then it had the addition on the box.
Right. Yeah, because what's in the box shows that they come with two bands.
Mm-hmm.
And now it just shows the two bands without the adapter. So,
right.
Yeah, I guess what they had boxes left over they had to use. I mean, I don't understand why you do it for a week and then stop.
Oof. And how did they? That's a lot of supply chain changes.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah. This again, it's another case of their policy just being so inconsistent. And I have to wonder, is this because of COVID? Are they not all able to communicate quickly enough at Apple like they used to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to respond to something? It's just, that's a weird thing for them to do. So anyway, if you buy a Apple Watch Edition or Hermes, you, just like every other Apple Watch, you're no longer going to get the power adapter with it, which is not good if that's your first Apple Watch, unless you have others laying around. What else is going on? Oh, there was another update, watchOS 7.0.1. So it's the first major update. tvOS 14.0.1 and macOS Catalina 10.15.7, all with major bug fixes. So those are out. Nothing new, apparently, just a bunch of bug fixes. So that's nice to know. This next, this is very interesting. A listener, I'm trying to think of who sent this to me. It was, who was it? I'm going to give him credit here. Sent me this information. Hold on 1 second. Jason Walker, sent this to me, and I did not know this until he sent this article, a link to an article, that you can now change your activity goals in the Apple Watch in watchOS 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've always been able to change your move goal, but mm-hmm. now you can change the exercise goal and you can change the stand goal, which is just
only down to 6.
Yes, you can only go to 6. And you know what? I had one of the things I've always complained about is that there's not a rest day for working mm-hmm. out. So I had a rest day, and what I did was I lowered all of these to the smallest they can go. 6 hours of stand, 10 minutes of exercise, and was it 10 calories?
It was, you said 10, yeah.
It's ridiculous. 10 calories. I got that getting up and walking to the kitchen. I hit that goal.
You got your 400% badge too.
And at the end of the day, I got a 400% award because I had it set so low. By noon, I had hit all my goals without even trying.
Well, then, that's great because that's what you wanted. You wanted that off day.
So that is an off day. I just wish they would just give me the option to swipe up in Control Center and say, rest day, and it sets all these by itself. You know, how hard is that? Give us that option. But nonetheless, you can change all of these now. And what you do is you simply go to open up the activity app on your watch, scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see the tap on the goal changes. And from there, you can change them up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you did before with the move goal, only now you can change the other two, which is great.
That's very nice.
So I, excuse me. So I guess you could actually, if you're not going to make your stand goal for the day, you want to keep your perfect record, you could change it now.
I wondered about that. Yeah. If you're in the middle of the day and move it down, does it still register? Or does it have to be like the beginning of the day?
I don't know. I think your move goal works that way, doesn't it?
I don't know. I'll try it.
Okay.
I'll try it.
I think it should. Because you can change it at any time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at 300 calories at 6 at night and your goal is 500 like me, I wonder if I moved it down to 290, would it automatically say, you know, you achieved it? Or would it...
Or would it not let
logically?
Would it not let you go that low?
That's true too. I'll try it.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow and just see.
Well, let's
try. Or if someone's tried it, let us know.
Well, let me see because.
Oh yeah, we do it right now.
Let me try it right now. I'm. Let's see. My move is 355 out of 400. I'm not quite there yet today, so I'm going to change that, and I'm going to reduce that to 300, and let's see if it'll let me.
See if it closes the ring for you.
It let me go that low. Okay, next, done. Okay. It did. Close the ring perfectly. Percentage-wise. I'm now at 118% of my move goal.
Wow. That's great. So that's telling me that the next time I start traveling internationally again, I don't have to get up and walk up and down the aisles.
Exactly. Just change your change the goals. Nice.
Yeah, change the goals.
Of course, it's cheating, but, you know, you're cheating yourself.
But it's only cheating if you get caught.
That's true. I'm definitely going to – man. I don't know. Now that I think about it, the rest thing is one thing, to be able to do that once a week. But if I can at any time change it down like that, it makes the you've got a perfect streak for the month not really mean as much, right? If you do that a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what happens to days where you got 200% but then you changed it back?
Then you got 400%.
Is it retroactively update the previous day that you didn't get it?
I don't think so.
No,
I think it's a day to day.
It's for the day. Yeah.
Day to day?
Yeah.
Right. But let's say you've reached 100% of your move goal. If you then go in and change it by half, you're now at 200% of your move goal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could easily get that 400 like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have a cheating medal.
It only allows you to change it once or twice.
Yeah, exactly. There should be a limit, right? Make it a limit.
It's just a participation medal for that day, not an achievement medal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You honorable mention. There you go. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Okay. Anyway, that's actually big news that Apple never announced. It was not in the keynote.
Was the odd thing.
Yeah.
It'll show up in our next tip show for sure.
Yeah. It was not in the that graphic that they always show behind them with all the new features of the OS that you have to freeze frame to read every one of them. It wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is just something they quietly put out there and didn't want to make a big deal about it, but still nice. Mm-hmm. Nice to know. Let's see what else. Speaking of updates before, Apple Watch Series 3 users are complaining of random reboots and other bugs after updating to watchOS 7. So now, Vincent, did you have a Series 3 before this?
I do. One of my sons has it now.
Have you updated to 7?
I believe so.
Okay. No issues, huh?
Yeah, I haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
But, you know.
Yeah. And
I haven't asked.
And these may be isolated issues, but there's enough people reporting this that I think Apple is probably looking into it. Even though they specifically said that this recent update, the 7.0.1, did not seem to change anything. But they're getting random reboots, poor performance. So it's kind of like lagging and I guess laggy performance is what you would call it, and other issues with it. So I'm wondering, are they pushing the boundaries here with hardware and software? It's old hardware, new software, you know, that they're trying to get more life, squeeze more life out of the 3 than it, you know, and if that's the case, then the 3 is definitely not surviving to watchOS 8.
Probably
yeah,
not.
But they're selling all these 3s. That's the third option.
They're still selling them, right?
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. And you know they come with OS 7 already installed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that, see if we hear anything else going on. So, hopefully that's not the issue. Let's see what else. I thought this was cool and kind of sad that they're not doing it. But apparently Apple... was going to introduce country-specific Apple Watch bands for the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. But the games have been postponed to 2021, so they haven't released them yet. But this is according to, who's it, Love to Dream, Twitter, the serial leaker, as we would say, showed some photos of the bands. And so they're in the colors of the country, and on the inside of the band is an abbreviation name for each country. So he showed the Japan one and I think one from Denmark.
I'd have bought this.
Yeah. Now, they did this for the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Mm-hmm. They had 14 different bands, but they were only sold at the Apple Store in Rio de Janeiro. That's the only place you could buy them. And they weren't at a premium price. They were the same price, $49. So I wonder if these would have only been sold in Japan.
Yeah, if they had done the same thing, that's true. And weren't they sport bands in the 2016, not sport loops?
They were – no, they were nylon bands.
Were they? Okay. I kind of remember that.
Yeah, just like these.
I don't think I was on the show full time back then, so I remember probably listening more than talking, but I can't remember exactly. But
yeah, so we'll see. Now, the Olympics have been postponed to July 23rd of 2021. But I remember when those came out, I'm like, how can I get one of those? I don't know anybody going there, you know? I don't know why they wouldn't make those available on their website.
Yeah, really, because people would buy the heck out of those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'd pay a premium.
At the very least, put them for sale in the country, you know, that one band for the country. Put it in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, maybe they will. I don't know. Anyway, that was interesting to see. And then the last thing I want to talk about, I just thought this was kind of neat. And it can only do it, I think, with watchOS 7 because of the configuration of the face. But this was on Reddit. And somebody posted an image, said, this was the watch face for my wedding. And my friends joined. And they put hashtag love. And you see three different people showing their watch bands with the, the big complication you can put down there now is the heartbeat. And they're all in different colors. So everybody at the event had the same watch face in different colors for love. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks kind of nice.
Yeah.
Good for them, man.
And again, you could only do that if everybody updated to 7, right?
Yeah. And one person could do it and share their face to everyone else, and then they can just customize it from there.
That's probably what they did. They said, make it, put your own color on it, but here it is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And just a little offshoot to that story, I've been posting the Buddy Watch on every site I get on. Like, when I see show your face, and everyone's kind of doing that, show your new face. I put Buddy Watch on there, and all of a sudden I'm a Facebook star now. Everyone's like, oh, that is great. And some people have posted some other ones too. There's a couple other ones out there that I'll have to dig up, but people love that site.
That's cool. I absolutely love it. You know, I've been talking about it since it came out. There is another one out there called Facer.
I think that was it. Yeah, Facer.
Now, we reviewed Facer a long time ago on the show, way before, obviously, they were doing sharing faces and stuff. So it's kind of different now. But I went through their site. I went through I updated the app and looked at them. It wasn't really any faces. I was like, oh, yeah, I want that one. They seemed to be, I don't know, not as nice, a little more typical. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way Buddy Watch is curating them, but they seem to have nicer designs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they're not designing them. They're simply, it's community. People send them in and they choose which ones to show.
Do you think they have some kind of filter that they're going to, I guess you can't really do something that's vulgar or something unless you put a picture on there. I wonder if there's a filter to say, yes or no, you get on the site on Buddy Watch.
I think it's probably just someone doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think they're looking at all the ones that come in and say, oh, this one's cool. Let's put this one out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They write something cute about it and put it out there. So in other words, it's being curated. Somebody's actually looking at it and making those decisions. Facer just looks like it's a little bit of a free-for-all. I don't know. It does. I don't mean to knock it, but I haven't seen anything on there that really made me want to download any of them, And don't they charge for that? I don't know if they do on Facer. I'm not sure if they do.
I don't know. I didn't look it up. Well, let's see. No, it looks like it's free.
It's free. Okay. It should be. It should be.
Yeah.
All these should be. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, hey, Chris, if you've got a really cool one, send it in to BuddyWatch.
I'm going to. I've actually built a number of new faces, and I was actually going to do that.
Yeah, and give it a title or name or whatever and send it to them. Mm-hmm. I think they'll enjoy that. All right. I think that's it. Have I missed anything in the news?
No, kind of light.
Yeah, very light, is fine. Let's move on to what we like this week, which is the watch.
Yay.
We all got our deliveries. I think, Vincent, you got yours a couple of days after us, right? I think we both.
It was supposed to be here on the next week, actually.
Yeah.
But it got here almost a week early.
Yeah, mine arrived like 4 days early or so. So did yours, Chris, right? It was early?
It did, yeah. 3 days early.
Which was nice. And I assume we all got – now, I got the stainless steel. And, Chris, you got the titanium.
Mm-hmm.
And, Vincent, you have the – aluminum, right?
Space gray.
Okay,
unoriginal.
No, I just didn't know what color it was. You didn't get the blue or the red. You got the. It's just Nike.
No,
though. Is it Nike?
Yeah, that was a long debate. Yeah, blue or red. Yeah.
Did you go Nike with it?
I did go Nike.
Okay, so you've got extra faces, right?
I have one extra face, the Nike like compact modular.
Right, but you have all the other Nike faces as well, right?
I do. I have the rest of the other Nike faces.
Right. So those we don't have those, but that's really the only difference between all these watches is the case. Since they're all Series 6, we all have the same basic features. Now, setup. Any issues with setup? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't mean to talk over you, Vincent. Just what I texted you guys, I had a little bit of trouble with the new watch connecting to my Apple ID, but after I did the reboots, it all worked.
Okay. Vincent, was yours pretty smooth?
Mine was pretty smooth, actually.
Good deal. When I went to do mine, I made a couple of mistakes, which made it take longer. That was all my fault. I initially tapped the wrong thing as far as setting it up as a new watch versus restoring from a backup. I hit set it up as a new watch and then instantly realized I hit the wrong thing. But now it's moving, so I had to cancel that, which meant the whole watch had to be reset. So you had to wait for it to reboot and reset and do that and go through that again. And then I hit something else I shouldn't have. I forget what it was. And I had to do it all over again. Reset it.
Wow.
Let it go back. Yeah, it's like, oh man, okay. Finally, that time around, the only issue I had was when it went to set up the cellular phone number and said, is this the number you want to switch over? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know what phone number my watch is. Does anybody know offhand what their phone number is for the watch? No. So I had to call up my AT&T account and identify which number was the watch. From all the ridiculous number of devices I have on AT&T. And yes, it was, but that took a while. And at this point, you're in a portal for AT&T. You're not, you know, within the setup. And I said, oh man, this is not going to work. And it went through fine. It was just totally fine. Very, very smooth. In fact, it only took like 10 minutes to restore the watch. And it was back exactly a copy of my other watch.
Right.
And I know I called you, Tom, and you told me that story. And then when I finished up my setup, I just went for it. I didn't even double check my phone number. I figured it was telling me.
Okay. I didn't want to get a phone call. He's like, you know, my phone doesn't work now, Dad.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But, oops. Wrong number. It's weird because it does assign it a different number. You think it would give you the same number as your phone, but it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's different.
It's forwarding.
Now, Vincent.
For me, the only hang up was the fact that I didn't have my credit card handy when I switched the payment over to the watch. I skipped that.
Okay.
But luckily, it's actually very easy to put back on.
Yeah, I think I had to run downstairs and get the physical card to get the number off the back.
Right.
Yeah, of one of my credit cards, because I had, you know, I've been home all year. I haven't really used that card for anything. So
yeah.
I had no idea what the number was. Usually I know what those are. But yeah, it was amazingly simple to pair, which they've gotten that process down is just extraordinary. When you think back, and I actually had the, well, I guess we'll talk about that in a minute, but I had the, we'll do it now. Why not? Vincent, you mentioned that your Series Zero watch at pretty much the same time, maybe it was jealous, it died on you, right? The battery exploded on it or something.
The battery expanded, pushed the screen off. I think it has to do with the fact that my older son, who I gave it to, had left it on the dock charging for for weeks
because
he hadn't been wearing it.
Oh gosh.
Until I had given it, we gave the three to my middle son, and when he started wearing the three, he was like, he wanted to actually wear his as well. That's when he discovered that it's probably been cooked too long. So
you didn't give us that piece of information.
that's too bad. So that's, 5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty good run. Now, when you mentioned that, it made me go back, and because I kept the original watch, the first one, Series Zero. It was a stainless steel, looks just like the one I have now, but a little thicker. A little thicker, but the screen is smaller. It's really weird. Because the actual watch is a little bit smaller. Screens 40 millimeter was the big one back then. Anyway, I got it out. It's been sitting in a drawer forever. Put it on the charger and waited. And I knew I was going to have to wait a while for this to wake up. Now, I put it on the charging pad that I had. It's a wireless charging pad where it has an indention for the watch and then a space to put your phone, right? It's one of those I've reviewed in the past. It was sitting on my desk. I just set it on there. Kind of walked away, was doing other things, come back, I'm sitting at my desk doing whatever, realize, oh, it hasn't charged yet. I went to pick it up. I couldn't hold it in my hand. It was so hot.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really hot. And I immediately put it down on the table, like, whoa, okay, let this cool off. And I found, I took out an actual Apple charger for the watch. And once it cooled down, I put it on that. And it eventually woke up and was fine. But I can see how putting it... Now, that tells me that charger is not the same as the one that comes with Apple's. Big difference.
Yeah. Huh.
So be careful what you charge your watch on.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it did boot up, and I wanted to put the latest OS on it, so I immediately reset it completely, like factory reset. That was a mistake. Apparently the latest OS does not play nice with the old watches. So in setup, it recognized the watch on the phone. You go to setup, and the first thing it tells you is you must update the OS on the watch to the latest version. Oh, well, that's what I want to do. Okay. Yeah. I hit that. It thinks about it for a while. And then a screen pops up and says, before you can update the OS on the watch, you must update your phone. And I thought, is there an update for my phone I missed? So I said, okay. It takes me to my phone settings, software update, thinks for a little bit and says, you're up to date. And now you're stuck. Mm-hmm. The only choice is to go back and reset it. It's an endless loop. I looked it up online, and this has been a problem for a while with older watches. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it goes through and works. Sometimes it doesn't. Eventually, I just found I had an old iPhone, and I took that old iPhone and paired it with that, and it paired instantly, worked perfectly.
Oh wow!
So it's a software issue. It's not a hardware issue. So yeah. I brought it back to life. I resurrected it. But what a difference! It took forever to load that software on that watch. We've come such a long way. Such a long way from the first one.
We did the whole Apple Watch cascade, right? So my wife got mine, and my little son got the third. And the fact that when I updated mine to just kind of pull from backup, Like you said, it took a few minutes. And then the four, not too bad. Man, the three came around.
Yeah, that zero, I was amazed at how long it took, you know. And I also remember how amazing it was to see that image on the front of the watch, you know, on the watch when you pair it.
Yeah.
The first time we ever did that, it was like, whoa, this is so cool. But yeah, that's we've come a long way.
The NFC is really cool. I mean, that's still kind of magical for me, just like putting the device next to each other.
Yes.
And it's like, whoa, you know you're next to something else.
Yeah, now I wondered about that because I guess it did that 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It still did. That's nothing new. It is still pretty magical.
Yeah.
Wow. And Tom, you've had two watches paired for a long time, haven't you? You've used two. Vincent, have you ever had two watches paired?
Just for about 5 minutes.
Same here. And on the, you know, and they change the screen a little bit. To get to your watch faces that are paired, your watch is paired, you have to hit the all watches at the top left of your app.
Right.
And there's an auto switch. Did you guys ever see that auto switch? Because mine was on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this and I'm like, why is that check mark going from one watch to the next watch? And it's going back and forth. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, because you had
both.
And
I Googled it and they're like, yeah. I Googled it and right in front of it says, the auto switch should be off. I'm like, oh, I felt stupid.
So wait, you have both watches unlocked at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. One at a time. So
I was just kind of figuring out what's going on, you know?
Yeah. So basically I remembered I had to turn that off when I was trying to activate the old one, the stainless
steel.
Old one. And I forgot to turn that switch back on this morning. And I'm wondering, why is there a red no phone icon on my watch when we're in the titanium one from the Series 5? And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to auto switch. So yeah, it's a auto switch is again, it's one of those kind of magical things that it just detects it and there it is. All right. Speaking of magical things, blood oxygen sensor. We all have it now on our watch. Yeah. Is that one of the first things you did when you got the watch done?
I did.
Yep. Yep. Same here. What was your number?
93.
Pretty good.
100.
Ooh. Really? I've yet to see 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had 100's a lot. And then today I just did it before we did our show. We did 92 and I'm nervous right now because I'm down to 92.
You dropped 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
So I'll do it right now too. So
97. That's about what it's been every time I've tried it here.
That's funny. Every single time I've actually forced it to do it. I mean, except for the first time, it's failed. I'm not quite sure why.
Are you keeping your wrist put down on a table and not move?
Yeah. First time it worked just great. Then after that, it hasn't been able to do it, but it has been able to passively do it. And so I have a history.
How tight is your watch band?
Maybe tight enough.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, where it's kind of stuck on my skin. Other than that,
that's tight, Vincent.
If it looks like you're still wearing the watch after you take it off, it's too tight.
Very true. That's a good observation.
Yeah.
A nice dent. Yeah.
I haven't decided the image that displays when it's doing the blood oxygen test, all these colored lines. Is that sort of an Apple logo? I can't tell. It looks
interesting. There are parts of it when it does look like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like you're getting part of the leaf there, and then it kind of forms the shape of it, and then it goes away.
Oh, God. Really? That's what you think?
I don't know what else it would be.
Just some random thing they wanted you to watch while you're waiting?
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
That's okay. I mean,
yeah. But it's cool. It's very cool that we can do this now on our wrist.
Yes.
It's quite spectacular.
I just came in at 97%, so I'm okay.
Okay.
I just read 94. So yeah, mine it finally worked. I have to stay really still.
Yeah, mine came in at 96, so I've lost a percentage while we're talking here. The other thing here is I took a photo of the back of the new Series 6 and the Series 0, the Beta Watch. And the difference in the sensors, the first one looks so simple. It's just like four round dots on the back of the watch. And this one, the new one, has a couple of rings and, you know, two different types of sensors on the back. Again, it's quite amazing how far we've come in 5 years.
What do you think? I don't want to get us way off track, but how far in advance do you think they're working? Do you think like the 7 is already ready? You know, I mean, how it's like the Apollo moon's shots in the 60s. They were two or three ahead of each other when they were building them. I mean, do you think they're like? I mean, the 7 is probably well ahead. You know, it won't be ready, but it's got to be getting to user testing soon. And there's an 8 team and there's a 9 team. You think that's how they do it?
I'm not sure how they do it, because I'm not sure how far ahead it is.
I've heard 2 to 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. Ahead.
How could that be? That seems like there's too many things that happen in the course of a year that they would have to change direction on, right?
Well, they plan for 3 years out.
Okay.
That's what I'd imagine. Yeah. Having prototypes and everything else.
But, well, that's true.
In terms of software,
I guess you're right, because they mentioned that the hand washing feature was supposed to be in the first watch.
Yeah.
It didn't make it until now. So I'm thinking they have a list of things that they're working on, and when they're ready, they get released.
Well, and that's what made me think of that question when you mentioned that hand washing was in the first watch and they just didn't release it or couldn't release it, because it seems like software, and they keep making updates, and it's, you know, they keep adding functionality and capability and taking things away, et cetera, et cetera. But the hardware, it seems like the last three versions have had one new thing. So I think that, you know, because they can't do two hardware things at the same time, because then they kind of blow it for the next year. So I think for the near term, every watch is going to have one kind of hardware change. That's just my gut telling me that. Like, the next one will have one new thing, and then eventually they may run out of it because they won't have room for sensors or something else. But that's what my thought process was.
Yeah, I think what happens too is they have this list of things they've been working on, and things get prioritized. So hand washing may have dropped down in the series one, it dropped down in the series two, it dropped down this, you know, all the way until this one, as far as release. And again, that's all just software. This isn't anything that really, I mean, it ties into the hardware as well.
It does. So I was thinking that it needed advanced hardware to kind of figure that all out. I mean, the sound and the motion and all that.
Yeah, stuff. They may have had it for the first watch, but it probably didn't work very well. You know?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, until now. But I also have a feeling that things get prioritized. And even if something's ready, it may not make the list until the next release, you know?
Yeah.
There's certain things. Now, you're right, Chris, though. There, you could... the phone was kind of the same way. You could identify the phone by what new feature was in it, right? And that the S always stood for something, didn't it? In every release. You know, one release it was Siri. Another it was, I don't know, speed or something. It, like the S meant something big for every release of the phone. And I think the watch is kind of becoming that. They have to have one major thing. And for the Series 6 right now, it's blood oxygen. That is the big thing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Vincent,
they didn't call it the BO. Okay.
The BO.
Oh, gosh.
BO2.
Please no. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So, Vincent, you have something new that me and Chris have had for a while, and that is always on display. What do you think of that? Freaky.
It's weird. It's weird.
Why is it weird?
It's kind of like I didn't turn my wrist. Why are you on? And so now I just have to unlearn this behavior. I mean, I'm on Zoom calls all day. Normally, if you see yourself on a Zoom call and you lift your arm up, it's normally black. And it's just, you know, you don't see anything. But like now you do, regardless of what direction, you know, you're holding your wrist. And so now I'm just getting used to it. And I'm intrigued by the change where it becomes active and all the complications and the time kind of changes or switches mode.
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and that is determined by what you turn on.
right?
As far as privacy, what you want to be able to see. But yeah, it's sometimes it can be confusing because I'll tap on it and nothing will happen because it's still asleep.
Yeah.
You know, and then I realize if I turn my wrist a little bit more, now it brightens up even more. Okay, that's what I didn't do. I didn't wait for it to wake up. Now, with the new 6, you're actually experiencing it brighter than we did with the 5.
Mm.
The screen is actually brighter in the down mode, if you would call it, or off mode, especially outside. I did notice the difference quite a bit. And it is pretty nice. I can see why they did that. Again, I would love for them in software to be able to dial that up and down to my heart's content. And if I dial it up too bright, maybe I get a little notice that says this will, you know, degrade your battery life. And I can say, okay, you told me about it. I understand. But maybe I do want it to be brighter all the time, you know, or not. There may be times when I want to turn it down but not off. You know, I just think maybe that will eventually happen, that we'll have a little slider there to determine how bright that is can become.
Yeah. Well, it looks like inside the watch itself, if you notice, a lot of the settings are low, medium, and high, right? They don't necessarily have a full slider. It's kind of like 3 different settings or 4 different settings. That would even be fine. You know, if,
Levels.
I think that would work too.
Yeah, different levels.
Yeah. Or you can tell our favorite person to say, hey, so-and-so set my off at 50% normal or something, you know, and that would be fine as well.
That would be. What else is new on the 6 here, specifically for the 6, not necessarily for watchOS 7? What band did you guys get? Vincent, what band did you get with yours?
I ended up getting one of the Nike ones, the platinum one with the sports loop.
Okay.
Because it looked cool.
The sweatpants of watch bands?
Not the sweatpants.
Oh, sport loop.
No, I should have.
Oh, sport loop. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. With the holes. I've always enjoyed that sport loop. I only had a black version. So.
Okay. So that's still a sport band, right?
Not yes,
a loop. Okay.
Yeah.
And Chris, which one did you get?
Well, I ordered the white solo loop, which is too big. And they sent a sport band, which was a gray. That's the one I obviously kept.
Right. Okay. And I ordered, which was weird, but I ordered the same white solo band with mine, which was too loose. I thought the only reason I sent it back, I thought it was going to be too loose to get any accurate readings in either ECG or in blood oxygen or anything, even exercise. I've had bands that have been that kind of loose before, but I figured that this one should be tighter, especially since I heard that it would eventually loosen up over time. And so now I guess I'll go into my rant here. But so when I received it and it was wrong, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm going to have to send this back. And at that point, I had heard that they were exchanging just the bands. So I said, okay, great. Got on Apple's website, got into a chat. And the first thing that annoys me every time I get into one of their chats is it's a robot. You know, what is your issue? What would you know? Or you can ask for a specialist. So if you type in the word specialist, it doesn't know what you just said. Shouldn't it know when you type in the word it was just asking for? You have to type agent in order to get a person. That makes no sense to me at all. Anyway, it took 3 or 4, you know, times of hitting that on the keyboard in order for let me connect you with a live agent, which I had doubts was an actual human too, but because the responses were so canned and so anyway, got on with someone, told him what the problem was. I wanted 2 sizes lower, so I wanted to exchange it for a 4. And it went through the whole process. And at the very end, the person had to like leave the chat for a moment and you know, actually, I guess, put this in motion. Came back, said, everything's fine. You should receive that. Da-da-da-da-da. I said, what about a confirmation number, an email, you know, something to prove I actually talked to you? And they and the response was I would get an email telling me when it was on its way. And then they kind of like left the chat. I had no chance to follow up. So I was like, okay, we'll see what happens. We'll wait. Well, 4 days later, was sent off for a different band. And what happened was they were sending me a sport band in the meantime. Okay. As a way of being able to use the watch, I guess, while I wait for this band, the replacement to come. Mm-hmm. So a band I never wanted or asked for is on its way. And I look it up and there it is. It's got the date. It's coming. Da, da, da. And below it, I see my replacement band and it says order on hold. Like on hold? This been 4 days. What's going on? So I chatted again with someone and they told me that the reason it's on hold is you have to send back the old band, the one that doesn't fit. And I'm like, I never received a ticket for that. I never received the label. I was never told to send it back. I didn't know what was their policy. So they said, oh yeah, you should have gotten an email. I said, well, I didn't. They said, well, let me resend it to you. And they sent it to me. And I was like, okay, so now I've got the label. But at this point, I'm a little miffed. I've been waiting 4 days. A band that I did not want and did not order is going to show up before the band I do want. And the whole reason to send it back is so that Apple gets that band back and they're out nothing with the exchange. Well, now they're out an extra band and two instances of shipping and over a week in between. It is the most inefficient way to handle an issue like that. I don't understand it. Why did they do that?
They'd send you a box to do the return. Like you return an old phone, right? They send you the new one and then they inside that box is.
Yeah.
Send back.
If they had simply sent out the replacement when I first contacted them instead of this other band, I would have already had it by now. Mm-hmm. And they only would have been out one shipping and I would have sent back the other one. It makes no sense to me from a business sense, from a logic sense as to why they're doing it this way. Honestly, you have people who are upset that this whole sizing process is messed up. The least you could do is just immediately ship out the right band.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and the thing that surprises me the most about that whole process, Tom, is did they prototype any of this? Didn't they say, hey, print it within Apple, say, okay, why don't you guys all print this out and tell us what you order? I mean, they didn't prototype the process to order, to fix, to ship, to return. They just made it up and deployed it.
Maybe, but I have to say there was a lot of people who got the right band. It fit. And they're doing the same process. So I don't know where the hang up is. The biggest issue for me was I couldn't go to an Apple store to resolve this. They're closed. So my only resource is online. And online, one person I chatted with doesn't seem to know what to do or do it properly. And it's like the process changed between the 4 days, you know, which it changed from sending back the watch with it to not. So the whole system's a little broken on this. And I was very upset. I don't usually get that upset with things. It just, something about it set me off. I was going to send a letter to Tim, you know, and I actually started to type one. And I was like, what am I doing? This is silly. It's not that big a deal. It doesn't really matter. It's just a ban. Just wait another week or two. Yeah. And by the way, it's going to be another 2 weeks before I get this ban.
Me too, by the way.
Yeah.
Get my new ones in another 2 weeks.
Right. And I'm certain it's not going to fit.
And Tom, I mean, my wrist was a 10, but I thought, oh, I need a little bit of flex there. If I'd have pulled it to where it's tighter on, it would have been an 8. It's user error because you're not really sure how tight to pull it. That's what it was. And that's what, one, I wish they had that picture that we started the show with because that would have solved the problem immediately. But two, it does say pull tight. It should say pull tight to make sure it's really tight, you know, because you don't really do that when you're sizing it. Like, oh, that's too tight, but it's really not.
Yeah. And what is tight for some people might be not for someone else.
Exactly.
Which is why doing it in a store when you have someone who's trained to size the band for you is the best way to do it. But we can't do that right now. In most stores are closed. Because that's what I would have done. You know, when I first received the watch and the band didn't fit, I would have just gone down to the store the next day and switched it out for one that did if they had it in stock. Right. And that would have been it. Or they could have at least sized my wrist and I could have set up the exchange that way and knowing I'm going to get the right size. So at this point, I still don't know if the band coming is going to fit.
But yeah.
Anyway, that's my little rant for the day.
That was a heck of what I don't like this week.
Well, it's uncharacteristic of Apple to not to screw up several times on the same issue. I know it can happen to anybody in any company, but just this just seemed very un-Apple-like to me. The whole process was usually do things differently, not you know. I expect this from a different any other company, but I just wouldn't I would think that Apple would have had like an amazing way to size these bands.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I think Vincent, you said like AR or something, you know.
Right.
Where you just hold your phone over your wrist and you see a tape measure just wrap around your wrist with a number that flashes and tells you what the size is, you know.
Yeah. But I can't imagine the volume turns that they're dealing with.
Got to be insane at this point.
That's what I said. It's millions of hours between us and the people working at Apple and the people reshipping. It's millions of hours.
Well, but it's also the think of the waste of all that
and the waste.
Shipping.
Yeah.
All that energy.
All that shipping. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't go to their 2030 goal of carbon neutral.
No.
It's probably why they took the charging puck back.
Yeah. Right.
We've got to offset this carbon.
Yep. This will be interesting to see where they go from here. You know, I imagine the fact that they came out with two of these bands tells me they might do more in this style of being a solo band. Yeah. But they've got to get this measuring thing down first.
Right.
Anyway.
And how much it stretches over time. That would be kind of a weird thing. I saw a picture on Reddit where someone actually got their is it called the woven one or not the woven one,
the braided solo,
the braided one. Mm-hmm. It got hooked on something.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so you kind of want to reach in there and kind of like pull it back like a sweater.
I hate to say it's yarn. I mean, mm-hmm. you're paying double for it than you would the sport band.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I know it's silicon too, but it is yarn and it will do that. It's not like the woven nylon one, which when that one first came out, the Sport Loop, mm-hmm. my biggest fear was it's Velcro like stuff. I know it's not, they call it a hook and loop. It's their own system. I'm like, that's going to wear out over time. No, mm-hmm. it doesn't. Whatever they're doing is different and it works. But I don't know how you stop the braided loop from getting hooked on something and then becoming a mess. All I can say, can you get Apple Care for these bands? Extended? No. you might need it. My band is unraveling. What's happening? what else? Any other first impressions of the watch? I know it's a bigger jump for you, Vincent, than it was for us. And anybody who has a Series 5, you know, other than us doing this show, it's kind of silly to go to the 6. There really isn't anything that unique, different. But if you're going from a 3, big difference, right?
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah.
I feel a little more satisfied going from the 5 to 6 than I did from the 4 to 5. I don't know why.
Really? I thought the 4 to 5 was the always on was a bigger deal for me, but.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. That's why I said I don't know why. It might be because for the first time in 3 watches, I don't have a black watch and I have a different watch. It looks different on my wrist and maybe I like that better. But I set up the watch face, which I think I may drop to the Buddy watch, which has, I call it my health face now, right? It's got everything you need to know about your health and workout and steps and everything. So I like that. I like just wake up in the morning, throw the watch on, and hit every one of those buttons to check everything when I wake up. And then when I go to, before I go to bed, I do the same thing. And I'm like, this is awesome. All I need is a temperature. Take my temperature, and I'll never go to the doctor again.
That's what I was going to say. That's still the one thing that's missing. Can't take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or blood pressure.
Series 7.
Yeah.
they're working on it.
They're working on it. It's coming. But I do have to say, overall, this is a really nice upgrade, again, especially if you're coming from like a 3. But yeah, I guess coming from the 5, it is a nice nice little bump to know you have the latest and greatest and all the health features possible on the watch. I always mention at the beginning of the show, the healthiest, you know, device yet, and it just got a lot healthier with these features.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's always good. And it's sometimes hard for me to separate the actual features of the watch from the OS, because we get the new OS exactly at the same time.
Right.
And there's all kinds of new stuff in there.
Yeah, that's true.
The faces and all of that as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm enjoying the heck out of it. And I, you know, I compared it to the Series 0, and they're both stainless steel. And I like having the heavier watch again, because the titanium didn't weigh as much, and the aluminum definitely didn't. And I've had those
In between. You like the little more robust feel to it?
I guess I just like the change. It just feels more substantial.
That's me too. Yeah.
Although it makes me not want to wear it when I'm doing anything that might possibly damage it. But I will say, though, that the stainless steel and the titanium, having the I'm blanking on the word, the glass. That's
sapphire.
Sapphire. Thank you. Couldn't think of the word. Having the sapphire, I think, has made a huge difference. I complained in the past about getting scratches on my watch like within the first 2 weeks and having to live with it. My previous watch, the Series 5 titanium, I've had it now for a full year. Not a single scratch. Sapphire. Mm-hmm. And the same with this one. And in pulling out the old one, I looked at it, I barely had anything on it at all. Just a few marks on the case itself. The glass never really scratched. That sapphire, I think, makes a huge difference. And I think it'd be fantastic if Apple offered that as an option on the aluminum. As an upgrade, you pay more, but you could get sapphire glass on the aluminum if you wanted it. I think that would be a pretty neat feature. But
That's for
what?
It's for the Apple Watch Pro.
Yeah, there you go. The Apple Watch Pro. But why not? I mean, it just seems to protect it so much better than the Ion glass, I guess is what it's called, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's on the others. Right. At least for me, it has. Because I think I've mentioned how many times I've banged that titanium one against the doorknob and nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, I've done it too.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on the 6? I know we'll continue to talk about this for weeks, moving ahead, but for now, our initial impressions, as if anyone would be surprised, is fantastic. Absolutely. Love it.
No, I've got a whole new list of things what I like, right? So I think I've got a good inventory of stuff for our future shows.
Nice. Yeah. We should be talking about this for a while. Mm-hmm. I did want to get real quick to one listener feedback. This is from Stephen Donnelly, who wrote a while back. Yeah, it's been a while. I'm sorry, Stephen, we haven't gotten to these lately. But he actually wrote two emails. I'm going to read them real quick because I think it's something that's kind of relevant here. He says, "Hi, guys. Steve from Northern Ireland. Here for my third time to get in contact. Still loving your show. Been a listener since almost day one. Thank you for that. I have had 3 Apple Watches in my life, Series 0 that got slower and slower over the years until its battery swelled and popped off its screen last year." Sounds familiar, Vincent? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bought a Series 3, which has been by far my favorite. And last year I bought a Series 5 and used the Series 3 for sleep tracking with the app Auto Sleep, putting it into theater mode and Do Not Disturb. That's exactly what I had been doing, Steve, for sleep prior to the watchOS 7. And he says, "Well, over the years, we have still got this limit of 18-hour battery life, and it's an area where Apple is badly falling behind its opposition. However, my Series 5 watch OS 6 was really bad this time last year at the start, and maybe getting 9 to 10 hours before I was down to about 5%. That's not very good.
No, not at all.
Over a few watch OS updates, this got a little bit better, but it's still getting down to about 20% left when I put it on the charger after 12 to 13 hours of use. Typically monitoring exercise for 30 to 60 minutes a day. I've never used cellular and the radio for it is off. I would hate to think about how bad the battery life if I had a cellular ability switched on. If I'm away from home with work and only have one watch, I turn off always on display and get through 12 hours.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Before anyone says, could I have an issue with my Series 5, the new watchOS 7 battery health feature showed 94% today. Okay, you're right. That's exactly what I was going to ask you to do, was to look at your battery health. And 94 for a Series 5 is, I guess, okay. You've lost 6% over that time. This update to watchOS 7 battery life has taken another nosedive, similar to last year when the watchOS 6 was at 8%. After 7.5 hours yesterday. I am hoping some of this is playing with the new faces and features, but I don't think it's all of that. He says, Apple! I'm not asking for the sun, moon, and stars. I don't need 2 to 3 days between charges, but I want 24 hours comfortably before it goes below 20% charge left. In the last episode, you were all rushing out to buy the Series 6 until Apple significantly improves battery life or gives a fast charge option or charging band, I won't be buying one ever again. Keep up the good work, guys. Sorry to hear that. Stevie then followed up with another email. It says, I emailed you the other day about the terrible battery life I was getting on my Watch Series 5 with WatchOS 7. Since that, I've tried a few of the internet tricks I see, to be such as disabling the hand-washing timer and, of course, turning off the always-on display. This only helped marginally. Still down to about 10% left after 10 to 11 hours. So this morning I tried another internet trick, which is to unpair and repair the watch. I think this is an old wives' tale, to be honest, that people did with some benefits a few years ago. Surely Apple would have found a way to correctly install the new operation system over an existing installation by now. Well, I'm not sure that it helped battery life, but what it did do was stop my ability to unlock my Mac with my watch. This is both on my new iMac and my new old MacBook Air. My Series 3 is still working fine, so it can't be an issue with watchOS 7 and Catalina. Tried yet more internet tricks, such as disabling and re-enabling handoff and resetting everything, including the router. No joy. I then unpaired and set up my new Series 5 as a new watch. Yeah, pain in the ass, though it's still not unlocking my Macs. Not a happy man and not helping with my falling out of love with the Apple Watch. Steven, sorry you're going through all that, Steven. I don't know what the issue is. You have tried everything I would have recommended. Number one was looking at your battery health. All I can say is the life of the battery of any device, whether it's an Apple Watch or anything else, is dependent on the user. And by that, I mean we can have the same device, but we use it differently. We all have different apps. We all do different things with our devices. So the battery life is always going to be different from user to user. And the 18 hours that Apple says is just an average. And I guarantee you none of us are using this just average in an average way, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we talk about battery life, I something like that, if the Apple Store is open in your area, I would take it in. And I'd have them run diagnostics on it to make sure that there isn't an issue with the battery and tell them what's happening and see if you can't get any resolution there. I know that's going to be tough, especially if they're closed. You're going to have to do it online and that's going to be a bit of a nightmare. But do you guys have any other thoughts, things you could try?
Besides the unlocking your laptop, I know that sometimes when you refresh, you know, and rebuild, I know when I added the 6 that, you know, you had to go in and do that enrollment again for your Mac. Mm-hmm. So it recognizes a different watch. Maybe it's a different token that it passes across. But besides that, I mean, battery life is it's. I wonder if it's most of the time it could be connectivity because it's Bluetooth or it's the antennas. They're trying to sync data.
Yeah,
it's an app. It's trying to sync data. It's something in there. But like, if you reset it back to factory, and it's still doing that, then that would be. That's a native issue thing, so I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds like it, yeah.
I'm not sure if Stephen, if you've actually done that, though, what Vincent just mentioned, which is reset it to factory settings and don't put anything else on it.
Right.
No apps. Yeah. Nothing. It is a factory watch direct from Apple. Run it like that for a day or two and see what your battery does.
Yeah.
Because if you get great battery life, then you know the culprit is one of your apps.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a really slow process of putting them on and trying them out and finding which one was killing it. That reminds me of the old days of the Mac when we used to have the what was it called? Was it the control panel? And
the launcher?
Not the, before the launcher. What was it called? I'm talking 1986 here, where you had to go in if you had an issue. You had to disable all of them and then turn them on one at a time, reboot, and see which one was causing the issue. You know, that's a very slow and methodical process to find out what extension was causing the issue.
That's right.
It may be one of the apps that's doing this. Now, with the Series 6, one thing I wanted to mention too on battery life was when I first got the watch, doing working out or going for a run for like an hour in the morning, using it all day, and then sleeping with it all night. So I haven't charged it at all. In the morning, I had somewhere around 30% left on the battery, which is pretty good for that long. And then on my rest day, when I turned everything down and didn't do a workout and never opened the workout app, at the end of just one day, I'm sorry, one day and one night, I was close to 60% left after a full day and night. Mm. So again, it like I said, it all depends on what you're doing with it. One thing that'll drain it the fastest is workout. Whatever you're doing in workout will drain that battery like crazy.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, definitely.
Which is, there is a setting there, but you can turn off things, metrics and all that kind of stuff during workout to save your battery. But you shouldn't have to really, you know, tweak it that much to get a decent battery life out of it. I don't know.
No, that was a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. Stephen, all I can tell you is there may be something wrong with that Series 5. Have you guys had any issues with battery life recently?
Well, I've been doing the whole sleep thing now, so my battery cycle is all out of whack.
Okay.
I just charge it when I need to and then wear it until it dies and then put it on the charger for an hour or so and it's back. So.
Right. I do have to say that is one nice feature I like about the new sleep with the watch, with the OS 7, is that it notifies me when the watch is charged.
Yeah.
I like that. That makes it so much easier to just toss it on a charger for a while and not forget, you know. But battery life is it's tricky. And the other thing is when you upgrade to a new OS, don't ever judge battery life on your phone or your watch because it is taking a long time for everything to settle down. It's updating and running things in the background. You have no idea, right? Once you first set this up, especially when you're backing up from a backup, there's all kinds of things happening, which is going to drain your battery for a while. So give it some time. Anyway, I just wanted to get to that because we hadn't really talked about that in a while. So thank you for that, Stephen. I don't know if that helped you or not. Send us an update. Let us know if you're still an Apple fan or not after all of that. Anything else, guys, before we, I have no clever comeback this week, so I'm out of.
I guess we're good.
Yeah, I guess the all the fun and excitement. I didn't have time to have anything set up. So, all right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. Links to stuff we talk about can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. And until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.